Very interesting conversation. AM 910, WJCW, coming up on 719. And this morning, we check in with Dennis Willingham of Precision Tune Auto Care, who every week brings us his car care tips. And Precision Tune, of course, a sponsor of the program, of this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis. How are you out in the lake this morning?
We are fine this morning. Glad to be with you and Rebecca this morning.
Good morning.
Glad you're on board with us here, and let's just go ahead and jump right in here. It's a cold one this morning, and we are, you know, by this time in November, going to be expecting cold weather and affecting our cars, trucks, and SUVs, too. What do you want to talk about this morning, though, Dennis?
Well, the main thing on everybody's mind, I think, is Thanksgiving, and a lot of folks are taking off today or tomorrow to go on Thanksgiving trips to be with loved ones for the holiday. And we want to give you a few tips to make sure that your trip is a safe and a sound one. Hopefully you've followed our tips as we've gone on for the last couple of months with all the things that you need to do to prepare your car for this kind of weather that we're having now. But if you're going on a road trip, though, it's a good idea to give your car a good once-over or have it done by a professional. Check all the fluids to make sure they're at the right level. To inspect your hoses and your belts. AAA says the number one breakdown that folks call in about is a coolant malfunction. And usually a hose or something to do with the cooling system. So you don't want to fall victim to that. It's real easy to inspect the hoses. You know, as I've said before, they're deceptive. They deteriorate from the inside out. So you can't they can look fine, but you really need to give them the old squeeze test to make sure that they're still firm and they haven't been ballooning up on the inside.
Is that an official technician's term, the old balloon test?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Just checking.
It's in the manual.
Got it.
if you can't get by to see a professional today or before you leave on your trip, at least take the time to pop the hood and kind of give everything a once-over and look at it to make sure that that everything seems to be right. One of the things you want to check is your tire pressure, particularly if you're going on an interstate trip. It's kind of difficult to do because you want to get your tires somewhat warm before you check the pressure in them. So you need to drive it a little bit before you check your air pressure and make sure that they're at the proper level, because not only this can affect the handling of your car, it can also affect your fuel mileage pretty dramatically. So you want to make sure that your tires are at the proper level.
If you drive from your home to the service station or wherever you get the air, is that enough warm-up time? You know,
usually. Yeah, just a couple of miles really are enough to put enough warmth in them to where they'll be at operating temperature and you can get a good reading on it.
Okay.
The other thing is we like to recommend folks to put together a little emergency kit for your road trip just in case something happens, because there's going to be a lot of folks on the road and with numerous breakdowns, and it's going to be probably a delay in getting road service if something happens. So you want to kind of be prepared. It's a good idea to have a bottle of water for everybody in the vehicle, or more than one, actually, and some snacks, some non-perishable snack foods like granola bars and so forth, just in case you're put in that situation. And particularly this time of year, a blanket for everybody in the car. So if you should get caught in a situation where your car's not running and you don't have heat, then you'd have a means to keep warm. So there's a few good guidelines on the internet having to do with little emergency kits you can put together. You don't have to go overboard. Some of these lists do get a little bit detailed, yeah. And I don't recommend, you know, you're not going on a camping trip. You're
right.
Just packing in case of an emergency.
Got it.
So it's a good idea to have something. Hopefully you won't need it, but if you do, then you're going to be a lot more comfortable than if you're caught on the road in the cold.
Mighty good tips there, too, from Dennis Whittingham. You mentioned, even if you don't have a chance to go to a technician today before your trip out, to lift the hood and just kind of do a once-over. What particular areas or things should we be looking at? We don't have to have an exhaustive list, but there are certain things need to be checked.
Well, like I said, the hoses are one.
Yeah.
The serpentine belt, take your serpentine belt, turn it over, look at the underside of it to make sure there's no cracks or breaks developing in it.
Mm-hmm.
Check your oil. You want to start the engine, let it run a little bit, then turn it off and check your oil level to make sure that it's at a proper level. And those are the main points. Everything else, hopefully, you know, of course, the windshield wiper fluid is always a good idea. Just to kind of hit the high points the things that you could do yourself.
Right. Okay, sounds good. Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care telling us what we can do to prepare for holiday driving and winter in general, too. Your shop is in Johnson City. Tell us about the store.
Well, we will, of course, be closed on Thanksgiving Day, but we will be back open on Friday. We usually have a pretty busy day, actually, on Friday. If you need us, we'll be there for you. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Dennis, you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a good long week here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Same to everybody. Be safe and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.